The Altar Boys, written by Suzanne Smith and read by Abby Holmes. It seemed like any other weekday for the Nash household. Audrey had picked up her youngest son, Andrew, and two of his sisters, Bernadette and Carmel, from their respective schools. Geoffrey, her eldest, had come home from St. Pius X College in the late afternoon and gone to his bedroom to begin an evening of study. He was preparing for the higher school certificate in his final year. Patricia was away from the house in Sydney. Their father, Bert, worked as a seaman on the big iron ore ships that traverse the oceans around Australia to as far away as Japan. That day, he was off the coast of Wollongong with a long and arduous trip ahead of him. This typical working-class Catholic family lived in a crowded but cosy miner's cottage in the inner-city suburb of Hamilton, close to the railway line and right near Newcastle's main Catholic cathedral, Sacred Heart, with its imposing red brick edifice, which had been built in the late 1920s with funds from the local Catholic community. Each family had to raise a shilling a brick, so one by one, bricks were purchased with the sweat of the congregation. Along with hundreds of others, Audrey's father, who earned a low wage as a coal miner in the nearby Hunter Valley, worked extra hours to help build the church. Bert had met Audrey at a dance in 1953, when his ship docked in Newcastle. They'd married soon after and gone on to have their five children, Patricia, Geoffrey, Andrew, Carmel and Bernadette. All the Nash kids studied hard at school. They understood the sacrifices their parents had made for them. The Catholic Church and the local priests and nuns were a constant in their lives. There wasn't much money, but there was a lot of love. The seven Nashes were a tight-knit crew, and the kids often played together on the patch of green grass beneath the hills hoist in the backyard. But that day, the youngest boy, Andrew, was unusually quiet. He seemed out of sorts, preoccupied, not his usual bubbly self. The 13-year-old had nearly finished his second year of high school at Marist Brothers Hamilton, known as one of the best Catholic schools for boys in the area.